the Benson Fans Podcast, episode 334 for Thursday, January 9th, and this is 2020.
You've been wanting to say that, haven't you? You've been waiting. How long have you been waiting to say that?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Nice to see you, Mr. Anderson.
Nice to see you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I haven't seen you since last year, last decade, which means I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have a joke for me?
You know, Captain Hook.
I'm familiar.
He's got that little hook thing there?
Yeah.
You know, he got that real cheap.
He got his hook cheap?
He got his hook real cheap.
How's that?
He got it at a secondhand store.
Wah, wah, wah.
Sorry. I've laughed too early on that one. Secondhand store.
I don't know if I've heard that one before. we'll say that's brand new. Did you invent that yourself, did you?
Well, whatever.
So what do we got going on today?
All right, we got a couple things.
First of all, where's Lisa?
Lisa is in Chicago.
Is that why she's not here?
That's why she's not here.
Okay. Yep. Just wanted to clarify
that. She is running the Chicago store right now.
Because you have a store in Chicago.
Because we have a store in Chicago, yes.
How's she doing down there?
She's doing great. So we spent Christmas together and took the kids down there and it was good.
Oh, it's family Christmas in Chicago.
Family Christmas in Chicago, yep. Oh. At the Palmer House.
At the Palmer House. Which is where...
The store
is located.
All right.
Where are we going?
All right, so we got some new pen cases, and we got some new pens, and we got some new ink, and we got some new paper, so...
These pen cases are from Tasha, are they not?
These are great.
Aren't they
gorgeous?
I
really, really like these. So these are new 3 pen cases.
Now, they're not wraps, which is what I'm used to.
And yeah.
I have to say one of my favorite wraps of all time are the Tasha wraps.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Absolutely. I have one of them, and then I had Lisa's mother make me one, a copy of one, okay. Because I liked them so well for Christmas. So these are new 3 pen Tasha cases, and they have the nice 100% cotton lining in them. They have a beautiful, beautiful patterns on them.
All right, you're holding the one that I like.
This is the Dragonfly Forest. It's kind of like a teal.
Nice Dragonflies, teal. And this one is, what is this one?
It's called Onyx Plaid.
But it has little, you have a different name for this.
I think we should call this Hashtag.
Hashtag, because it has, the plaid is really sort of just a hashtag. Yeah. What I like are that the loops are also cotton and soft. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. This is a pen case I would use with my pens because I am particular about what the pens touch in any sort of holding device.
And it's got a little bit of a form to it on the bottom too, which is kind of nice, a little bit different.
My understanding is that a 149 will fit in this.
149 will fit in this, yep. And you know, I would with this cotton in here, I would not think a second to put a nice Arushi pen in there or
No, that's
just perfect.
It's very soft on the inside. It is what I look for in a pen case. Yep. The Dragonfly is my favorite.
That's
Dragonfly,
yes.
Forest.
Dragonfly Forest, and
this one's nice too.
The Navy Bloom, I kind of like this one. It's a dark navy, but then it has these gold blooms on them, flowers on them. It's really quite attractive with a like kind of a dark bluish gray inside.
Tasha does it again.
What do we have here?
This is
Crimson Hair. I think it's
more like Lisa's.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a little more brown than crimson.
It is.
But it's got a nice brown interior, and it's got these beautiful hairs on there.
Hairs, as in rabbits.
Yeah, as in rabbits.
And there's one missing here because it sold out immediately.
Yes, the flying crane, which is quite attractive.
So crane as in the bird.
The bird. Yes.
We'll probably have a picture of that, right?
Probably have it right over our faces.
I think over our faces.
So there are 5 new 3 pen cases.
And I think they're extremely affordable.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to say the price on the air.
Well, you know, they're...
I think they're... You decide whether
to say. I think they're reasonable for what you're getting. They're about $59.
Yeah, they're under 60.
Under 60.
And that's unusual for a 3-pen case.
Or nice, and I like that it's you know, it's got this little form here, so it's really not...
Yes, I need one of these. Dragonfly Forest. I always want to say Dragonfly Florist.
I
was going to call it a Dragonfly Florist.
I may replace my 4-pen case with one of these. I like that the inside's a different color. It's just nice complimentary.
In particular, I like 3 pens. That's
limit. You can limit yourself to 3?
Yes.
A fourth just makes you go overboard.
Yes,
too much.
3, well, I mean, I have more than 3, but 3 inked at any one time. So I'm carrying around 3 pens potentially at any one time. So 3-pen case is perfect for me.
And what are you carrying right now?
The Yarlid, the Petit Prince, and the Mortelet, which I would put in that.
Okay.
First of all, they'd fit, and they would be swaddled in cotton comfort. Sounds like a different kind of commercial. We'll just move right along.
So anyway, those are available. Those are really cool. Those have been really
well received. Right?
Tasha, yeah. Tasha pen cases.
Tasha does a good job. Do you want to stay with Tasha?
We can stay with Tasha. Let's mix it up.
Mix it up by staying with Tasha. Let's do that.
Mix it up by staying with, whatever. So we're moving to ink. So Tasha just came out with eight.
Here, I'll add mine and we got
eight new inks.
Under the umbrella of the name?
Ukiyo-e.
Ukiyo-e.
Which I'm hoping I pronounced this, so if you speak Japanese, please try to be kind, because...
I'm fluent, I'll just listen to you.
I'm doing the best I can. So ukiyo-e is basically...
An art form.
An art form of printing.
An art form of printing.
So, which explains, every one of these has the most beautiful box.
The boxes are spectacular.
They're spectacular.
I'm going to steal one of these.
And they have an image on two sides, so really, you need to buy two boxes so you can line them up.
Line them up, which we don't have in front of
us. We don't have in front of us, yeah. So, there are two series. The Hokusai.
Hokusai, which has the landscape type thing.
Has a landscape, yeah. So, the Hokusai Kazushika series, and then we have... this one is the Benetsuchi, if I'm pronouncing that right, it sounds Italian, but it's red soil, and it's got the Mount Fuji on the box, which is lovely.
Oh, I forget where I grabbed this from.
Oh, yeah, you've got, which one do you have, the Saba Midori?
Unknown.
The Rust Green, that's what you have, yep. We've got Mount Fuji in the background.
I just want the box
too.
Myself.
Yeah.
I just want the box. These are the nicest boxes I've ever seen.
And this one is the, light blue is the Fuka Kihanda. And there's Mount Fuji again.
And I assume that the ink samples are at the website. We can see the colors of the inks.
See the colors.
And I know there's one box missing here because it sold out immediately.
Yes. It's Koi Eye, which is a dark indigo. And, of course, it has Hokusai's The Wave.
The Wave is on it.
On the box.
Gorgeous.
And there is more coming in.
I assume people purchased that because of the box.
But
plus you get ink. Get a piece of
it's
art.
It's a dark indigo.
And that's a nice color, too.
But they're nice colors. All the Hokusai... the four Hokusai colors have Mount Fuji on the box, so you get your choice of Mount Fuji. Moving over
to... There's a whole other line.
There's a whole other line. If I pronounce this incorrectly, I'm sorry. Shiraku Toshusai.
Very good. Very good.
You've got... I don't know.
Shiraku is what we're calling it, right?
We're going to call it Shiraku, yep. And you
these
have
the caricatures.
Yeah, the caricatures, yep. So this goes on the top. And the bottom, so it kind of scrolls over like that.
And there's a story behind these.
Yeah.
That they were satirical in some way. They're making fun of either particular people or just people in general when they were created.
Yeah. So you've got the Akasakura, which is a red cherry.
Reddish.
I've got a Koyame, which is a dark yellowish brown.
Kuracha? Kuracha, is that one?
Kuracha, dark brown.
Dark brown.
And then there's this one.
Yes.
The Natane.
You posted something on Instagram with all of these with the swabs, and people were going crazy for the brown shades.
Yeah, there's some really, really very attractive colors in these new ukiyo-e inks. And they come in, the box is nice, and it comes in a little bit different bottle. Let's take the bottle out.
Oh, it's a smaller ice cube.
It's a smaller ice cube, of course. Yeah. Now, this ink is, Tasha ink is made by Nakabayashi. It is not made by Sailor. So, but it is Japanese ink.
Sure,
40 mil bottle. Yeah, cute little bottle.
I was not going to guess 40 on that.
Adorable little box.
Well-made box and gorgeous.
Yeah. Comes with a little
pamphlet.
A little ink catalog.
Oh.
With all the ukiyo-e.
Now see, they can't see that, but the wave's there.
The wave is there.
The wave,
yeah.
Is,
the
right
wave
there.
Is wave is right there. Well, what a cute little.
Very nice.
Cute
very
little
nicely
box.
Done.
They always say. Yeah.
Kudos to Tasha.
Yeah, very nice. 40 mil bottles and very affordable. Shocking how affordable these are. So, like $20 a bottle.
Worth it just for the box.
It is, yeah. And for the box, is beautiful. And we're actually not, we made the decision, in the store, we always price label things.
Good. Don't
we
put
said
the label.
We're not going to put them
no
on
price
these
tags
boxes.
Boxes
are just too beautiful. So, they're going to come nice and clean. But those are in stock. I'll have more of the wave coming in soon. So.
Now, I know Tasha has another one that we don't have yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, the lip color.
Lip colors. The reason I want to see them is because they're colors that I have not seen in inks, really. They're different.
They're different, yeah.
They're sort of, I'm going to say, lip color.
They're very lippy.
They're very lippy.
Very lippy. They're very... Pink's not a good word for it. It's
no, because they're
salmon and
lippish colors.
And
there's
very
how
peach.
Many? Are there six?
Yeah, there's a number of them.
There's more than four.
Yeah, there's more than four and less than
And they're en route.
they're coming this month.
Yes, they're coming this
month. They're coming this month, yeah. They're not out yet. So those will be interesting. And
I suppose we'll have a picture of those, too. Because the colors just look really, I want to say really unique, but they're different.
Yeah.
It's not an ink color that you see very often, mm-hmm. so I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
And plus they're Tasha.
They're Tasha, yeah. So that's coming out. That should be, I understand, in a couple,
couple weeks.
A couple weeks it'll be out. So.
Before the end of the month. Hopefully, but you can already sign up for back in stocks, right?
Yep, you can sign up for back in stock notifications.
You will be notified as soon as they arrive.
And ink samples for that will be following shortly after the bottles. We'd like to try to, when the bottles come in, we like to try to sell the bottles first and then we get the samples.
So let the rush go by. And,
So, but we already have samples of all the Ukiyo-e inks out, so.
And I think that's what they are called, right? Tasha Lip Color Inks.
Yes, they're called Tasha Lip Color. No. They're lip color.
I want to know how to say lip color in Japanese now.
I don't know. So that's Tasha. We've got a couple of new pens from Cross.
Yes, more than a couple. They're gorgeous.
It's a new series that Cross came out with this year called the Wanderlust.
So they come in, I'm going to say blue, green, orange and black.
Black and
again,
purple
a picture
almost.
Will probably come up. But they have, what are they? Are they fountain pens?
They are, well, you can get them. You can order them in a fountain pen. We have them in rollerball and ballpoint.
Okay.
If you want a fountain pen, just shoot us an email. We'll be happy to order them
for
you.
So the blue one is called Malta?
It's Malta, yes.
And
yes.
Rose gold?
No, it's yellow gold. I would call it yellow gold, right? Yeah.
Is one of them rose gold?
No.
Green, what's the green one?
I don't think there's a rose gold in here. The green is Borneo.
And this is a ballpoint.
That's a ballpoint, and that's a house favorite, apparently.
House favorite.
We had to requisition that one from Steph.
I kind of like the orange one.
The Antelope Canyon.
Antelope Canyon.
I guess that might be rose gold trim. Yeah, that looks a little rose gold.
That's rosy. And the black one, I think it's Everest?
That's Mount Everest, yeah. It has a black trim.
They're thin.
Yeah, they're like a Century 2 is about the size. They're not a classic Century, so they're not that real super thin, but they're a little bit thicker, like a Century 2.
They're little works of art. They're just gorgeous.
They're very nice, and there's some texture to it. It's a little flash. Well, it's a lot of flash, I guess. But a nice ivory, kind of an ivory pearl background, and then the rocks, almost as if they're rocks. Running across the...
So we have them in ballpoint and rollerball.
Ballpoint and rollerball.
But they do come in fountain.
They do come in a fountain pen, and I believe it's fine and medium nib only on the fountain pen. So if you're interested, let us know. Yeah, they're beautiful.
They are on the website already?
They're on the website. I'm a little hesitant at first when we got these, but they've really been received very well.
The rumor I heard was that you didn't care for them much, but Lisa insisted because she thought they were gorgeous.
She thought they were gorgeous, and she's absolutely
right. She's
they're
right.
gorgeous, and they have been selling. So
well, I can see that. I can see why.
I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't tell you which one is more popular because they all sell.
So beautiful.
But so you've got rollerball, or it does take the Cross has the felt tip refill for it.
Interesting.
So you can use a felt tip if you're one of those people who like the felt tip. That's one pen that you can get a felt tip refill for. So, and reasonably priced for what they are.
I do not know the prices.
They're
under 100.
Under $100. Yeah.
Well, they're gorgeous.
And they're very pretty. They have
little works of art.
Nice weight to them.
Everybody needs a ballpoint.
Yep.
Everybody needs a ballpoint, and that's a pretty one.
Anyway, Cross Wanderlust. Or Wanderlust,
Wanderlust,
how you pronounce it. Really nice. It's nice to see Cross coming out with something in color. For
yeah, and they went all out.
They did.
These colors are
orange is shocking.
Eye-catching.
Actually. And green, the green is...
The house favorite, you
say? The house favorite. That is really nice. Yeah, felt very jaded.
The orange one calls to me. Mm-hmm. But the blue one is very nice.
Yeah, Lisa likes that one. Yeah.
Okay, paper
Anyway,
pen?
Paper. Paper let's stick with Cross Schaefer, since they're sort of related. So Schaefer just came out with a new journal, and it's about 7 by 10 inches. It's a brown dotted paper.
All dotted.
Okay. Yeah. So it's got a nice soft cover. It's got the loop here. 160 pages, 100 gram acid free paper.
So another option in the journal department.
Yeah, and it's. And it's decent paper. Lisa had one of them open.
I'm going to say it's a soft cover.
Yeah.
And dotted paper.
Yeah. And kind of an ivory. ivory dotted, a cream.
Cream ivory dotted so, Schaefer journals.
Nice size.
This is the only size we have?
This is the only size it comes in.
Okay.
It's about 7.3 inches by 10, so it's a little bit bigger than...
And this is the one color it comes in?
It comes in brown, yeah. Brown. It comes in brown, only comes in dot, so...
Brown dot. You like brown dot? There you go.
Hopefully they'll expand it to lined and...
Well, let's see how this one does.
Let's see how this one does, yeah.
That's probably what they're doing.
Yeah. So...
Here's something very paper, exciting.
And then... Ooh, is this exciting. Last but not least?
Pass this over to me.
I'm going to give it a tap. So the Visconti Homo sapiens.
Okay, but...
But...
It has something special.
I can see through it.
What do they call this?
This is the Visconti Skylight, Homo sapiens Skylight. So this is really, in my opinion, this is how the Homo sapiens should have started out.
Because I assume you can see all the ink in your barrel there.
So what makes this different from a standard Homo sapiens? Well, number one, the Homo sapiens are coming at 18 karat nibs. So no more 23 karat plating. These are 18 karat solid gold nib. And this pen has two ink windows. We've got the barrel ink window here. So you've got two skylights, as it were, on the barrel. And you can see the piston rod there. And then we have a ink window right here below the section. And that'll show you how much ink is there. So this is a two-stage reservoir power filler.
Okay.
Whereas the original Homo sapiens is just a single stage.
Define two stage.
So two stage, what this does is this has two reservoirs. It has a reservoir here where this
in the
large ink window barrel is, and then there's a reservoir here where this ink window is, and when this piston is screwed all the way down, it closes off full of ink from the barrel to the section.
But the section is full of ink.
Yes, so. And so when you run out of ink, you just turn it upside down, you unscrew the...
So almost there's almost a safety on that.
Then. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so when you're flying, you don't have to worry. But it holds ink. You can see ink in both reservoirs.
It's sort of like portals on a ship. There.
Yeah, that's a great...
It's a little submarine coming through here.
Really a great improvement.
And is this power filler? What do they call it?
Yeah, power filler.
18 karat nib.
Now, it does not replace the standard Homo sapiens.
No, this is in addition.
It's about MSRP is about $200 more, but I think, and it lines up. They all line up with the clip.
I like how they line up.
So when you show them the other way. So when you got,
you mean the wrong way?
No.
Or the right way?
The right way. Yeah, it lines up perfectly.
Show them what?
This way.
Yeah. See how it lines up.
See it lines up. It's just perfect.
Because this cap is what? What do they call this?
This
cap?
Is the hook lock.
The hook lock cap.
Cap. So you push it in,
twist. Push in one twist, and it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So otherwise, the same material.
Which
really,
is what is
it? It's a volcanic. It's lava.
It's lava.
Yeah, lava composite.
Well, it doesn't feel like lava. They must smooth it out quite a bit.
It's got it's got a porous.
Oh, you didn't line that. Here, try again. Oh, it's one of those games, isn't it?
It's a game, yeah. It doesn't line up. There we go.
And
everyone has. Everyone I've tried, I've done that just to make sure they do line up.
And it says Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens on
this particular window.
So when the cap is on, you can see how much ink is in the in the front reservoir.
Ink windows below the cap are very helpful.
I love it. Love it. Some people don't like it, but I think it's the most helpful thing ever.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, really nice. That nice rose gold trim. Single tone rose gold.
Visconti clip.
It's great.
Gorgeousness.
It's the best improvement on that pen. Yeah.
Ever.
Ever.
We'll just say ever.
Well, it's the only improvement, I guess.
So ever.
Ever.
Ever fits.
So anyway, yeah, Visconti Skylight, that's brand new. So we've got that.
What else we got going on?
What else do we have going on? I don't know. We never talked about.
We didn't talk about
that. We didn't talk about going forward. We're ad-libbing.
We're ad-libbing? No, there's stuff there.
Well, there's stuff
see all
there?
That blank space?
What is that stuff there? Say,
oh, thanks for joining us. It seems like we're over already.
Well, what is that stuff on the side?
Oh, there's free ink samples in Chicago. What do you know about that?
Or
do
for I Chicago. Explain it? Yes. Why don't you explain that?
That with any purchase, Friday through Monday.
Friday through Monday.
She has a basket full of ink samples.
Okay.
And if you make any purchase Friday through Monday, you can choose any ink sample.
Yep.
That's my understanding.
And it's whatever's in the basket. So
whatever's in the basket. Because she does not stock ink samples, right?
Nope. We send them down every once in a while.
Right. We send them down so that she has a basket full of ink samples mm-hmm. with which to please people.
Yep.
But she does not sell them.
Nope.
They're just free gifts.
If we were to stock ink samples there, we don't have enough room.
Plus, she'd be the one filling the sample box.
Yes.
Poor Lisa.
She would not be happy with me.
And then something happens on Fridays. Friday Phillips.
Friday Phillips. So we have a bottle of ink for the week, and bring your clean pen down, and we fill up your converter.
Yep. Yes.
And I'll give you a new try. I don't know what ink is this week.
This particular week is Aurora Blue.
Oh, nice.
So Lisa picks an ink every week and mm-hmm. says, this is what it's going to be. Okay. This week she has said Aurora Blue, which is a fantastic blue.
Yeah, it's a solid. It's a very solid.
Very, very nice blue.
And Pen Spa Saturday.
She's still doing that?
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday?
Yep.
So you bring your pen in and she cleans it.
She cleans it. Yeah, try to
make it empty, right?
Yeah, try to make it empty. Get rid of whatever ink is in there if you can. And we'll.
But what is her cleaning processing? She'll obviously flush it, and does she use
flush it, and we use the ultrasonic
she does
cleaner.
Use an
ultrasonic. Yeah, ultrasonic cleaner, and we use some of our own Anderson Pens pen flush after we've ultrasonic'd it to get any last remnants out.
Is she doing any polishing or anything?
We can polish a pen if you like. Some pens obviously polish.
So it's a real spa treatment.
It's a real spa treatment. There's no cost to it. We just ask that you limit it to 3 pens.
And empty them out.
And empty them out, yep. So and it's not a, and it's a wait, it's while you wait service. We do offer a drop-off service, but that is a...
That's not the free one.
That's not a free service.
Pen Spa Saturday. I suppose Pen Spa Saturday happens every Saturday.
It happens every Saturday, yep.
And just since we're on the subject of Chicago, they are open 7 days.
7 days a week. Yep. Mm-hmm. Every day of the week we are open.
And their hours can be found at
chicago.andersonpens.com. So we have new winter hours. So we're.
I think she took 1 hour off
the end of each day. We cut an hour off the end of each day, and then Sundays it's
an hour off
on both sides. So
she's still open 7 days a week and a good amount of time every day.
Yep. So anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's about it.
So, well, thank you for joining me this week.
It was very nice to be here.
It's nice to be here.
For your first podcast of 2020.
2020, yes.
Podcast number 334. It's been a long time.
334, yeah. I had to work through that. So, all right. I think that's it. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Should they follow a blog or something?
I think they should.
They should follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other stuff.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Anderson Pens. And where are you located in Chicago?
We are in the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, Wabash and Monroe.
If you're from Chicago or familiar with Chicago, you know what the Palmer House
yes.
is.
Yes, yeah, everybody and knows where the Palmer
House is. Any Uber driver can take you there.
Any Uber driver can take you there.
It's a landmark of some
sort. It's a landmark in the city, absolutely.
And where's the website for Chicago?
I think you mentioned it. It's chicago.andersonpens.com.
And would we like people to like this video?
I think we should. We should like the video.
Please like this video. And what else could they do?
They could subscribe to the
channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, because that would be very nice. We would appreciate it greatly.
And we'll see you next time.